Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show here on a Friday night from Springfield. I'm joined by Gavin Conicello, 23 years old in one day. Now, after another huge night last night, including a birthday grand slam. Man, I can't think of a better birthday gift than a grand slam, huh?
No, it was a great feeling. Perfect birthday gift.
So your whole family's here. Obviously, it's been a great series for you. These are the moments that keep you reinvigorated during a season, right? When you have a stretch like this with the fam in town?
Exactly. It's nice. You know, the season's long. There's a lot of struggles that come along. But, you know, the games like this and having your family around is what makes it all worth it.
Do you have a favorite birthday memory from the past? I mean, obviously, you being a June birthday as a baseball player, I got to imagine there's been a lot of baseball around your birthday over the years.
Yeah, I mean, just the biggest thing is I remember spending a lot of my birthdays around the waters with a lot of family and friends, you know, having my birthday in the summer, so it's usually fun.
What was it like growing up in the Conicello household down in Florida?
Oh, it was awesome. You know, we were always active. My sister and I were playing sports. We had friends coming in and out of the house every single day, so we were always doing something on the move.
What has it been this year about the road for you? Because, I mean, the splits are getting crazy now after, you know, the week that you've had here. What about the road has allowed you to have so much success in the box?
Yeah, it's a good question. You know, I just, for some reason, I feel more comfortable on the road. Like, I have a good routine going, and I feel like my approach is a little bit more honed in on the road, and I feel like you just making sure I get that back at home will help as well. But just the approach, I've been stubborn to my approach on the road.
That was Siretti in the background. We're all joking. No steroids involved here. We're talking with Gavin Conicello on the A&B pregame show. You're not the only one that has overall performed better on the road this year than home. I mean, the team's record is much, much better away from home. Yeah. What can you attribute that to?
I think our game, a lot of people think like playing in Amarillo will help the Sod Poodles, but I feel like we have a lot of great hitters, and you know, good hitters are going to hit no matter where they're at. So I feel like when you put us on the road, like we stack up as with anybody, and we're a great overall team. 1 through 9, our lineup is, you know, just very good, and we're a tough out, so it helps us on the road for sure.
You always hear the baseball cliche of hitting is contagious, but I mean, it really is a thing. I mean, the last couple days have been amazing. 27 runs, nearly 40 hits combined. What's it like in the dugout when so many people are going at once?
It's awesome. You know, there's a lot of friendly competition. It's inspiring to watch, you know, the guy next to you, like Manuel Pena, has got 25 plus home runs, and seeing what he's doing, and you'd be like, you know what, I can do this too. And then it passes on to the next guy, and it just, you know, gives confidence to everybody on the team.
What have you seen from Manny through your eyes that has allowed him to have this season?
It's unbelievable. His approach is better this year. You know, he's more selective swinging at pitches in the zone. And when he does get pitches in the zone, he crushes it and he hits the ball in the air. And the power has just been unbelievable.
And the starting pitching has been the best in Double-A baseball over the last 15 games. You have a unique perspective out there in the outfield seeing all these guys. But Egan last night, Short, Izzy, I mean, at some point it's been all of them. What do you think they've been able to do early in games to set you guys up for success?
You know, they all have insanely good stuff. We have a lot of talented pitchers, and you know, when they're in the zone, like they're unbeatable. And that's the only thing that they have to do is throw the ball over the plate. And you know, there's good defense behind them, and they have confidence in us. And when they throw the ball in the zone, they're the best.
I'm sure you've faced all of them in spring training, right?
Yeah, they're all pretty tough at bats.
And you mentioned the defense. That's been another huge strength of this team throughout the first half. How do you think the way you guys approach defense has translated to success in the game?
Well, you know, the D-backs preach defense, and it's very important in this organization, and we all take pride on it, whether it's your catchers, infielders, or outfielders. We all take pride in our defense and work on it every single day, and, you know, just taking care of the baseball.
Last one for you. 9 left in the first half. Obviously, we can't control what Frisco does, but the only thing we can control is winning as much as we can. What are the conversations like around the team as it relates to the playoff race as we wind down this half?
Yeah, you know, of course we're talking about it in the clubhouse, and it's a goal of ours, but we can only control what we can control, and we just try to go out there and do the best we can each day, and whatever happens will happen.
Connie, my man, happy birthday. Fun to watch.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
The Amarillo National Bank pregame show continues next on News Talk 940 AM.